gentlemen. Dave, we should be planking right about now for this next guest. I love her. She brings the energy. She is a registered dietitian, a nutritionist, and she knows how to make losing weight and eating right fun. You can go to her website, DawnJacksonBlattner.com. She just handed me a book. It's called The Superfood Swap. It is Dawn Jackson Blattner. Is this your new book?
Well. First off, let me just say Happy New Year's Eve.
Happy New Year's Eve.
Hello. Oh, yeah. I mean, this is the end of a decade. We are getting into 2020, which sounds like a mystical year, doesn't it? Like,
it doesn't really seem like the end of a decade, does it?
I don't know. It does to me only because of the you know.
I mean, like, you went from the 80s to the 90s. I'm old school, but, you know, going from 2010 to 20, I guess so.
2020, yeah. It's like futuristic.
Yeah.
You know, I'm excited. But yes, thank you for announcing my book. It's not that new, Pete, It is one of my newer projects.
The 4-week plan to eat what you crave without the CRAP.
Yes. Well, so here, this book all started because people are like, I am trying to eat less processed food. That's okay. What everybody says, right? And then I'll go look in somebody's kitchen or they'll tell me what they're eating. I'm like, what? That's still processed. Like, what are you talking about? So I needed to come up with an acronym to help people read labels to decide what is processed and what is not processed. So CRAP, you can say the word, right? Yep. It is an acronym to say, if you're reading the ingredient list, do not pick a product that has chemicals that you can't pronounce, refined sugar and flour, artificial stuff like flavors and colors and sweeteners.
Fructose.
Right. And then preservatives. So if you see those things, those are red flags that, hey, even though this says healthy on the front and may say organic or whatever, look at the ingredients. If it has CRAP, ditch it.
It does.
Get it out of your cart.
It does. We all wrote down our fitness and dietary goals for the next year. And I feel like all of us want more flexibility.
Yes. That's a great longevity anti-aging.
It's to say it is one thing. Like last year I tried yoga. I am so bored. If they could make yoga 7 minutes.
I'm in with you.
I'm in 100%. I know they have the 10-minute yoga on YouTube.
What if they crank up the heat really higher than it already is?
It's rough. And you're bored and the people are stretching in front of you. I have no flexibility. You get angry. But the second thing is, and my wife and I have talked about this, we eat out way too much.
Oh, my gosh.
Because with working parents, it's hard.
Oh, my gosh. You're so right. And there is a statistic of people who lose weight and keep it off the best. They dine out of 21 meals in a week. This is crazy.
Okay.
2.5 times. That's it.
Oh, gosh.
What? I mean,
we did that yesterday. 2.5.
No, seriously, right? So yes. You are right that one of the things that, you know, my pet peeve this time of year are all the resolutions that are lose weight. Right, because here's the deal.
It's so general.
It's too general.
You're never going to hit
general.
It.
No, it's this outcome measure, right? So it's not an action. So I say if you really want to set a resolution, it's called an action resolution. And it's where you take something like you just said, a small behavior that you're like, well, this isn't so great that I'm doing. And you say, okay, here's my action. I'm going to try, instead of dining out, you know, 10 times a week, I'm going to try and dine out 5 times a week. So it doesn't have to be perfect, right? It doesn't have to be zero, but you know, that idea of taking an action instead of a huge outcome, it is the secret. Like when people are like, "What's the secret?" Like that's the secret.
You always say that, and we got to check weather right now. But you always say, you know, if you're going to quit caffeine, why quit cold turkey? Just kind of taper off.
Slow turkey, I call it.
Slow turkey. And I want to ask you about a dry January because there's someone on the show that's going to quit drinking in January. We'll get to that in a second. But first, time for weather. Our good friend Dawn Jackson Blattner is here. She is a registered dietitian and nutritionist. Her book is called The Superfood Swap. If you want to pick it up, it's available just about everywhere. I mean, it is available everywhere. I found a article online. Americans' average weight is 4 pounds higher than a decade ago.
I don't want to hear this.
We've gained weight. And right next to that article was this: a survey reveals the surprisingly young age many give up on working out. We're quitting.
I don't
we just don't like it. We're using every excuse in the book not to hit the gym anymore.
I don't love this news. I mean, what is this? Is this Debbie Downer hour? Come on.
I'm just telling you that. So your job is to get us back on the wagon. How do we do that?
Okay. So I think the number one mistake that I see of all of my clients, honestly, is perfectionism. They have this goal. They try and do something, whether it's like
You're
eating right.
right
or exercising. And they're great out of the gates. They're like, day one, day two, day three, day four, day right. five. They're getting going. And they're like, then they can't keep it up. It's too dramatic. It's like even I'll have clients who talk about meal prep, right? And so, I mean, they buy half the grocery store and they're cooking for 17 hours on Sunday. And they have one great eating week.
That's what happens
and then
at
the next
McMurray
week, you're
house.
Like, I can't keep this up. This is too dramatic, right? So it's like, simmer down now. That have you ever heard of this? Simmer down now. Like, don't.
True.
Do so much. Like, I really like the idea of like half-assing it, you know, like this idea of don't do it so good.
Right.
Be a B student so that you can, that's actually okay. the consistency secret.
Well, the key is, especially with two working parents and you have kids in school, is the plan on Sunday. Okay, this is what we're going to have for dinner on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Yeah, a light plan. Like, yeah. It doesn't have to be so dramatic. So it could be a very light plan that, and I like to get the whole family involved, like everybody gets a day to pick what you're eating for dinner. And if the kid is like, I want chicken nuggets, well, you can make chicken nuggets like a healthier version of them,
right.
you know, than like a fast food place.
Okay.
And so like everybody has a day, you sort of do that and then that's it. So you don't have to plan every 2 seconds of your entire week because food is going to rot in your fridge. You're going to buy too much
we
and it's going to be way too
we
dramatic.
Always do. We're always throwing out food.
Yeah,
that happens.
Yes. So with a little bit of a plan, that's really the answer.
When we leave the house and we're in a hurry, we have to get to a meeting and we're starving, what do we eat on the road?
It is. I mean, here's the ideal situation is that your planning has helped you not always be in these pinch moments where
right.
you're like, what am I supposed to do? But I mean, I am a huge fan of bowls in general. Bowls. Because sandwiches, as you know, are like mostly bread, not that many veggies.
Yep.
But like if you go to a place that has bowls, aka like a Chipotle, you can get a lot of veggies or like a Sweet Greens. You can get a lot of veggies and then put a
How
little
protein.
How do
you eat that in the car, though? If I'm driving.
You really are that rushed. Pete, leave a little earlier so you can eat like an elegant man.
I love the people that grab sushi and they eat it on the road and they drive with their left knee.
What? Uh-huh. You've seen this happening?
Oh, absolutely.
No.
I do it myself.
Come on. Yeah. Sushi and eating. Here's a great, this is, you talk about an action resolution. I love this. It's so powerful. Table, plate, chair. Only eat when you have those three things.
Table, You've always
plate,
said that.
Chair.
Table,
I love
plate,
it.
Chair.
People talk about mindful eating and they talk about, you know, all this namaste stuff. But here's the deal. If you literally just try and eat and you have a plate and sit down at a table and that's the only time you're eating,
right.
whether that's snacks or lunch or anything, you will be a different eating person.
We're getting tons of text messages. I want to get to a few of these when I get to my question. 773 area code. Hi, Pete. My goal in 2020 is to become fit. What do you think of rowing machines?
Oh, I do love a good rowing machine.
Okay.
Here's the deal, though. The number one exercise that everyone should do is the one that they like the most, right? So if you hate a rowing machine, do not do a rowing machine.
Okay.
You know, if you hate the treadmill, don't do a treadmill. Find something you love and make sure it's convenient. Convenience
yes,
is key.
It is. Make it easier on yourself.
Yes. Nearby your house, in your house, with a friend, anything that's convenient and fun.
708 area code. I agree, Pete. I'm so bored doing yoga. What's an alternative?
Well, here's what you said is the 7-minute idea of flexibility is tacking on a little bit of flexibility to what you're already doing. So if you're a huge advocate for all sorts of exercise, right? So you just a little bit before, a little bit after, do extra stretching. That's better than nothing. Right.
We have a mutual friend, Gina Murata.
Yes.
Gina comes in every New Year's Day and we set goals. And she asked for a word last year and she's going to be on tomorrow. My word last year was uncomfortable because I wanted to make my body uncomfortable and challenge myself. So I took all these classes this year. Dave Ennett's a huge class guy.
I love classes.
So I try
too.
To keep up with him.
Cool.
But classes are such a great idea.
I love classes. I mean, because not only are you being guided, right? You have the vibe and the energy of
yep.
all the people in the
yep.
room. I am addicted to classes too. I love them.
What are your go-to classes, Dave? What do you take?
Well, right now, see, when we were in the tower, we had a gym there where they had classes and took all kinds. A lot of the Tabata and the HIIT stuff where you're like doing something for 40 seconds and then you jump up, go to the next
thing. That's my favorite. Yeah, that is my favorite.
I like those. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you don't spend a lot of time thinking about, first of all, you're not getting bored doing one thing because in 40 seconds you're on to something else.
I love Tabata class.
And it
love
keeps
Tabata.
You moving.
Yep,
you know?
Love Tabata. And really, I mean, enough cannot be said about the people that are there with you. Even people who don't think that they're very social, classes really get you moving, you know, because the other people are there doing it.
I like to be in the back of the class with all the slackers.
I start off in the back of the class, and then as the weeks go on and I get better and better, I slowly work my way up because I like to, you know, be like, I know what I'm doing.
I didn't realize what the Peloton bike was, and then I went online and saw that it's a bike and you have the live video and things. Can't you just go to your gym and take a spinning class instead of buying a $3,000 bike?
Well, you could, but okay. I mean, some people love to have that convenience in their home. Like, think about, you could be doing that class in your PJs, you know?
Yeah, okay. That makes
sense. Any time of day.
Let's talk dry January. A lot of people are going to quit drinking starting tomorrow, including Don on the show. Any advice for him?
Well, here's the deal. Instead of all habits, instead of just saying, I'm going to cut this out, make sure you do have a swap. So instead of just like white knuckling it and being like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do?
I'm drinking water. Yeah. That's what he said earlier.
Well, the biggest thing is, like, you know, mocktails are having a huge moment. A lot of people are sober curious and trying to do dry January. So the idea would be, it's not a sugary mocktail, but, you know, something like a hibiscus tea with lime in it or something that's a little more fun than just
plain
water.
I don't see Don drinking a hibiscus tea.
I totally would.
You may.
I don't even know how to spell that.
It's that kind of stuff, though, to try and help you along. I like the idea of these smaller, like, 7-day challenges or even 30-day challenges. Okay. It breaks up the year into something a little more doable. And when you do something like a dry January, hopefully it's not just like, again, white knuckling it, but you're building habits that you can then take with you into February, March, April, May, and the rest of the year of like how to curtail, not necessarily cut out, but curtail drinking.
I think it's going to be a white knuckle situation.
Oh, boy. Well, hey, when you're having trouble, call me. We'll work on some fancy mocktails.
I want to check in with him next Wednesday.
Yeah, I'm going to be, it'll be weird. It'll be different.
I'm your go-to guy. Text me if you need help. I will talk you down.
Thank you.
We have about 2 minutes left. I want to talk to you about food. A plant-based diet compared to the plant-forward diet. Plant-based, of course, no meat whatsoever. Plant-forward is you can eat meat.
Okay, so here's the deal. Technically, those are both synonyms. I wrote a book called The Flexitarian Diet, which is about being a flexible vegetarian, because it is true that whether it's like vegan is totally plant-based, but whether it is like plant-forward, plant-based, you just eat more plants, it is better for you to eat plants. Plants protect people. And so you don't have to do it like full Monty. Again, going back to my whole idea, simmer down now. Don't have
Moderation.
To go vegan. You don't have to go vegan. You can be vegan-ish. You can be vegetarian-ish. There's beauty in the ish, people.
There is.
I love
it. The name of flexitarian. Yes. That's pretty dope.
Pretty dope? Yeah. Look at that.
How about eggs? Are eggs okay?
Oh, I love eggs. Eggs and oatmeal in the morning are like my two go-to.
Here's the problem I have with eggs. It's like Chinese food. I'll eat an omelet and 30 minutes later, I'm hungry again.
Well, it depends on what you're building around your omelet. So every meal really needs to have a protein, like an egg, but it also needs to have a lot of veggies, a little bit of fat, and I know that you are not a huge carb guy in the morning,
right?
But usually a little carb, like even if it's a sprouted whole grain, one slice of toast, it actually, all of those things together. Come on, he's laughing at the whole grain.
Well, Dave's chomping at the bit. What are you going to say?
Yeah,
no. Okay. I think that sounds like a great idea.
Yeah, a little more well-rounded.
What's a good breakfast vegetable?
Oh, so here, okay, I love baby kale, you know, because kale is hard to clean.
Oh, that's Dave's favorite.
This guy loves kale.
Yes, here's the thing. The stuff is magic, I'm just telling you. And so, like, in the morning, egg, kale, and, like, maybe a little cheddar cheese or avocado.
Isn't
yum.
Kale a weed?
It's not a weed.
Are you sure? I do broccoli in my omelets or spinach.
I will give you an A+ for those as well.
Okay.
I mean, here's the thing. A vegetable, eat it. You know, whatever it is, I don't care. Find it, eat it. That's a good resolution.
Wow, that's 30 minutes.
Dawn is my sister in kale.
You are so funny. You're the best. It's great to see you.
Oh, happy New Year. Thanks for having me.
Will you be drinking tonight on New Year's Eve?
Yes. I have a low-sugar Prosecco that I enjoy.
Can you share that with us?
I love it.
I'm a big fan. fine girl. So I like their stuff. So a whole bottle has less than 4 grams of sugar.
What?
I just calculated that just in case. I also like sparkling bitters, though. It's club soda with a few shakes of bitters, and that's a good thing to alternate between drinks because then you're staying hydrated.
Okay.
Okay.
Drink water in between drinks. Slow yourself down.
To the men, yes.
Unless, of course, you're doing the morning show tomorrow, then it's a dead sprint from 4 until 7 o'clock, and then you go to bed. DawnJacksonBlattner.com is her website. It's great to see you.
Love
Happy New
you.
Year.
Happy New Year.
I love you, too. News is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom at 720 WGN.